How do you greet death? That was the question that my friend Bill asked after we gave one another a warm hug, and as he sat down on his lazy boy chair. Bill has stage 4 pancreatic cancer, and his doctors have told him that he has 2 months to live. And today, he is spending his hours in hospice care pondering this question, how do you greet death? Adjusting the nasal cannula on his nostrils, he asks this question again. Hey, I asked you a question. How do you greet death? I shook my head. I don't really know, I said to him. Well, you're a pastor, right? You should know these things. Bill's voice trembled as he coughed under his breath. After taking a small sip of water, he was able to regain control of his breathing, and he slouched in his chair with exhaustion. Do you think he likes firm handshakes? Bill continued on. What about a wink? How about a smirk? Perhaps he likes a nod or a wave. Is death even a he? What if? What if death was like that pinup girl on my calendar over there? Bill pointed to a calendar with a model in front of a red and silver 1957 Chevy Bel Air. Bill, can you even have that in here? I asked. Ah, they don't care. I'm dying, remember? They want to make me comfortable, and Marla over there keeps me comfortable. If death looked a lot like Marla, I'd have no problem going with her. She could take me anywhere, Bill chuckled, and then began to cough again. As the coughing ceased, Bill pulled out a handkerchief from his breast pocket and he wiped the drool from his sagging lips and stubble chin. I don't know about that, I told Bill. I don't think death looks like Marla, but you never know. Wow, he said. For a pastor, you really don't know much of anything, do you? That's probably true, I said with a smile. Do you think death likes high fives? How about low fives? Or maybe fist bumps? Oh, how about a secret handshake, like just between me and death, like he teaches me the handshake and I learn it and then we do it together. Maybe a kiss on the cheek, maybe a kiss on the lips. Then Bill paused and shuddered. Ah, no. I'm not kissing death. Then he paused again and he began to smile. Unless it's Marla. I laughed and listened as Bill continued to make a list of possibilities on how one should greet death. And as he did so, I watched as his eyes grew heavy and his head drooped down and his chin rested softly on his chest. His breath was shallow and I could hear the oxygen being pulled in through his nose. He was asleep. All of that wondering wore him out. There was something peaceful about him as he slept. It was as though he were excited to meet death and greet death in some strange way. Bill was ready for death, but I wasn't so sure that death was ready for Bill. I left the room that day knowing that it might be the last time that I would ever see Bill alive. And I was right. A month later, Bill passed away. And I had the privilege of officiating his funeral. As the funeral ended and the attendees funneled back into their cars from the graveside, I stayed back to admire just the beautiful flowers that cascaded over his copper-colored casket. But it wasn't until I began to walk away that I caught a glimpse of a small engraving on the side of his casket, written elegantly in brush script, the phrase, "Death likes warm hugs."